Brooklyn man admits guilt in Jonte Porter betting scandal. Long Fi Pham, also known as Bruce Pham, from Brooklyn, has admitted his role in a sports betting scandal that led to the permanent ban of former NBA player Jonte Porter earlier this year. Pham confessed in federal court to a scheme involving wire fraud, in which Porter intentionally underperformed in two games. Pham now faces a sentencing hearing in April 2025 and he could receive up to 20 years in prison. Related. Jonte Porter receives lifetime NBA ban for betting violations. Elaborate scheme uncovered by Sportsbook. The case centers around a plan Pham devised with three other people to convince Porter to fake injuries and withdraw from games. Prosecutors allege that by betting against Porter's expected performance, the group aimed to win more than $1 million. However, their plan began to unravel when a betting operator became suspicious and withheld a large portion of the winnings. Court documents show that the group first profited in January when Porter left a game against the Los Angeles Clippers after playing for only 4 minutes, citing an eye issue. Porter's early exit resulted in his stats falling short of betting predictions and resulted in a $40,250 payout for one of Pham's partners. Something similar happened in March, and there is evidence Pham and his associates discussed their plans in a Telegram chat. They placed additional bets on Porter, expecting him to leave early during a game against the Sacramento Kings. As planned, Porter played just 3 minutes before leaving, claiming he felt unwell. According to prosecutors, this led to another substantial profit for the group. Porter worried over criminal charges. Court records show that Porter was aware of the investigation and he expressed his concerns in the group chat, joking that they might just get hit with a RICO, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, charge. He also told the others to delete incriminating evidence from their phones to avoid legal trouble. In June, Pham was arrested at JFK International Airport while trying to board a flight to Australia. Authorities suspected he was attempting to flee, though his lawyer argued that Pham, a professional poker player, was merely heading to a tournament. Pham was later released after posting a $750,000 bond. Pham's co-conspirators have yet to enter their pleas. Porter, who admitted his role in the scheme in July, is scheduled for sentencing on December 18. He reportedly joined the plan due to gambling debts. It seems that Porter's legal troubles may worsen as the Ontario Provincial Police are carrying out an investigation that may lead to more charges.